Hello again. You're swinging down the lane with David Miller. The station in the spotlight today is Mix Utah, broadcasting from Spanish Fork, Utah. You're invited to another session that I call Close Encounters, where I reminisce about music and musicians that I've been privileged to hear over my lifetime. We start off with a college reunion and a Saturday night dance to the music of Al Raymond and his orchestra. This was in late May, which should have been an ideal time for an outdoor concert. True enough, it was a cool evening. The problem was there was a driving rainstorm all evening. Yes, the band and dance floor were protected by a big tent, but we had to walk through a sloppy field of grass to get undercover. Once there, we thoroughly enjoyed the music of Al Raymond's band. Al himself will announce the tunes.
Do you remember some of the great melodies played by those wonderful big bands during the big band era? Here's a medley of seven beautiful ballads made famous by some of the finest big bands of those golden days, starting with Charlie Spivak's Star Dreams. Next is one of Duke Ellington's finest melodies, Mood Indigo. When you think of big bands who could really play outstanding ballads, you must include Glenn Gray and his Casaloma Orchestra. Here's his haunting theme song, Smoke Rings. Who can forget the great Harry James with You Made Me Love You? Thank you. One of the unsung bands of the golden era was the talented Claude Thornhill. Here's his quite unusual theme song, Snowfall. Certainly, the top trombonist of the big band days was the smooth Tommy Dorsey with a song he made famous, I'm Getting Sentimental Over You. Last in the medley, Glenn Miller's ever popular Moonlight Serenade. Yes, the songs of the golden era have ended, but the memories of those great big band ballads will live for many, many years. Who knows? Maybe they'll even come back again someday.
On one occasion, I arrived in New York City for a day-long meeting. I got there the night before, early enough to search for a ticket to a Broadway musical. I was in luck. With ticket in hand, I arrived at the Lunt-Fontanne Theater in time to see a performance of Raisin, a musical adaptation of the theatrical play A Raisin in the Sun, written by Lorraine Hansberry in 1959. The musical version was produced in 1973, and it received a Tony as the best musical of the year. Joe Morton was nominated for a Tony as best male performer in a musical. Here, from the original cast album, he tells us, it's a deal.
¶¶ it's a pile, then you gotta want all you can get. It's a deal when you're ready to go. Then you're practically there, and the top of the mountain is easy when you've got the fare. It's a deal. Thanks a million. Quote me to the press. Call me later. Now's the time for happiness. Yes, yes. Got it going right here. Got the flame to be fed, and the fuel for the fire is right in the palm of my hand. It's a deal. As for favors, I won't draw no line. Glad to serve you after serving me and mine. They can have all there is, 'cause whatever there is right now. No more dum-dumming in the street, in the big city jungle heat. That's the cry of the masses, raggedy asses, trying to find a seat. Oh, no more chasing the bugs and rats, like those poor underprivileged cats. Let those junkies and cokies rot in the pokies. Don't really need them, 'cause I got my freedom. I got the bread, and it ain't gonna be my last meal. It's a deal. Dig it!
We jump ahead now 6 months and find ourselves at the Music Theater in Houston, Texas. With my wife and two children, I went to an evening featuring comedian Bill Cosby. He had a surprise added attraction with him that evening, pianist and composer UB Blake. He's the man who wrote Memories of You and I'm Just Wild About Harry. He was well up in years at that time. He sat down at the piano to play some of his compositions. Today, we will listen to a piano roll produced by him featuring another of his compositions, The Charleston Rag.
Thank you.
With my wife and daughter, I embarked on a 5,000-mile automobile tour covering 16 states and 10 college campuses over a two-week period. As we headed back home, we reached Chattanooga, Tennessee, in time to have lunch at the Choo Choo restaurant. That's right, that's what it was called. The next day, we were in New Orleans, and after a fine Louisiana dinner, we took in the show at Preservation Hall. That evening, we enjoyed a concert by a jazz combo led by Kid Thomas, whose chosen instrument was the trumpet. Thomas was born in Reserve, Louisiana, way back in 1896. At the time of his death in 1987, he left behind to mourn him a huge family, including, get this, 51 great-grandchildren and 3 great-great-grandchildren. Okay, let's listen to him as he leads his group in that Dixieland classic, I Wish I Could Shimmy Like My Sister Kate. That was the band under the direction of Kid Thomas, longtime leader of the Preservation Hall Jazz Band. You're swinging down the lane with David Miller.
Hello again, I'm David Miller, host of Swinging Down the Lane. If you love the music of the big bands as much as I do, I invite you to join us each week right here on the home of the big bands, 89.1 KCEA. Glenn Miller, Harry James, the Dorseys, Basie, you name it, we have it.
Swinging Down the Lane with David Miller, Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Pacific on Big Band 89.1 KCEA.
Yes, today's program is Just for Laughs.